All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. All right, guys, it is pollen season at the Direct Impact Podcast, and I'm going to do my best to make it through this recording because I am a little stuffed up. So bear with me. Today, the title of our episode is it sex or love? Is it sex or love? Wow. I absolutely love this title, and I feel like I could talk on this topic for a very long time, but I am not going to because you know at the Direct Impact Podcast, we keep it short, sweet, lots of gold nuggets on your ride to work or on your 20-minute walk. So we are going to cover as much as we can today. So is it sex or love? We are talking about this, as you know, in conjunction with sex and love addiction. And I need to be pretty clear with you guys that sex and love addiction or sexual compulsivity have nothing to do with love. Neither of them have anything to do with love. And it's so interesting, right, that we use the term sex and love addiction. Love is not intensity. It is intimacy. Okay. So first, let's tease out what is love. You know, I could open up the Holy Bible and start talking about what is love. But we know that love is slow. It is patient. It is kind. Okay. You can look at the other person and see them. You can hold space for them. Yes, it can be romantic. It can be sexual. It can be exciting. It can be arousing. But it is also intimate. It is gentle. Okay. And you can see that that has nothing to do with infatuation. It has nothing to do with intensity, right? Do we feel these things at the beginning of relationships? Absolutely, we do, especially when, there's chemistry there, right? And so, that can be confusing. And when people get that high, when they get that dopamine, they start to feel like, oh, well, this is what love is. And so when it wanes, when it goes away, people think they're falling out of love. No, love really doesn't start until you're past that infatuation phase, right? So love is slow. It is gentle. It is compassionate. It is kind. It is gentle and it is knowing, it is caring about the other person. Okay. Not to put that other person before you. No, that is not what it is about. But it is about seeing them, it is about holding space for them. It is about holding up the mirror to them, even. You know, that's to me the most beautiful thing about long-term relationships is that they are able to hold up the mirror to each other so that they can see kind of like their strengths and their weaknesses in each other. You know, they can build up your strengths, they can highlight your weaknesses, and y'all can communicate about that in a loving and kind way. You know, you can argue without big fights. You know, that is love. That is what happens in loving, kind, committed relationships over time. And that is nothing like sexual addiction, sexual compulsivity. That is nothing like pornography. That is nothing like the interaction you have at the massage parlor. That is absolutely nothing like the intensity you feel in sex and love addiction. Okay? So let's just take a moment not to confuse love with addiction. Okay? Does love give you dopamine? Yes, it does. Does it give you oxytocin? Yes, it gives you these amazing feel-good chemicals that can be quite addictive. But they really, that happens in a way that creates a healthy bonding. There's a reason that we have these chemicals coursing through our veins as we start to connect to a partner, right? So this is really important. We want these chemicals, but they can exist separate from an addiction. But if you are bringing an addiction into these relationships, then what is going to happen is it might trigger your addiction, okay? And it might, no matter how much you care about this person, no matter how much you think, oh my gosh, this person, if I could just be committed and faithful to this person, my life will start to make sense. And I cannot tell you how many men and women feel that way. They find these amazing partners that bring light and love and acceptance into their life. But if they're also bringing sex addiction into the relationship, it doesn't matter because this is going to trigger their disease in a big, big, big way. And it will wind up ruining the relationship and injuring that partner. Okay. So, sex and love addiction, very different from love, connection, and intimacy. So what's the difference between sex addiction, sexual compulsivity, and sex and love addiction? I think it's a little bit different. The main thing I want to make clear, though, is codependency is often a part of both of these diseases. Okay. We talked in a previous episode about toxic bonding and emotional incest. And I feel like it is in those toxic relationships to those major caregivers that this discrepancy, you know, comes up. Is it going to be more sex and love addiction, or is it going to be more sex addiction, like the sexual compulsivity and acting out? And I think it has just so much to do with that relationship, the details of that relationship, the secondary gain that you received from that relationship, the messages you received from that relationship, all of those things. Because if what comes out of it is eroticized rage, then you're probably going to lean more toward sexual compulsivity and just acting out the disease over and over and over. And part of what you are getting from that is this sense of power and control and separation from the major caregiver who wounded you. Okay. So I think it goes back to those earlier wounds and those toxic bonding relationships. And if we'll say in another scenario, say you're a female and you are emotionally incested by your father who sees you as his prized possession, not his wife, not your mother. And there might never be any type of physical touch or sexual abuse. But there is emotional incest when you feel like daddy's little princess, when you feel like the treasured one, when you feel all of that sense of importance, when you're trying to meet dad's needs, okay? When you're feeling that jealousy from mom, Okay. Oftentimes, that's going to go more towards that sex and love addiction that ensues as a result. Why? Why is it more that? And it's because you were continually trying to seek out those feelings of being wanted, craved, desired, chosen, right? The things that can be felt, you know, in addicted, intense relationships at first, the feelings that, you know, will wax and wane throughout your entire relationship. And so in sex and love addiction, it is much more about the intensity. It is about the intensity of the beginning of the relationship. It is also commingled with the intensity of the drama that ensues, especially if you're in multiple relationships at the same time. And so there are a lot of different underlying things that are kind of like driving the train. But that's the importance, guys, of therapy. It's the importance of engaging in a therapeutic relationship with someone who specializes in sex and love addiction recovery, right? You really want to work with a CSAT, a certified sex addictions therapist, or somebody who has certifications in this, who can walk you through and understand the trauma that has happened that has led you to the point where you find yourself in the throes of addiction. Okay? You know you're there because your life has become unmanageable. That's step one, powerlessness and unmanageability. You know, I found this beautiful relationship and here I am blowing it up again. I'm continuing to act out despite the inevitable consequences. I continue to minimize and make excuses for why it is okay for me to act out this disease. I know that it is taking me further away from myself and further away from intimacy and connection and love. It's taking me away from the things that I really genuinely crave, want, and know that I deserve in my life. Or you might not know you deserve it yet, but you'll get there. That is the importance of seeking out additional help and support. If you find yourself seeking out sex, seeking out love as a way to self-soothe, as a way to cope, as a way to help you with your ego, you know, to feel even just a moment of self-worth and confidence. All right, it's time. It's time for help. It's time for healing. It's time for recovery. So I really hope that you will reach out. I hope that you will find the support that you need and you do deserve. And so, you know, definitely scroll down in our show notes. Check us out. Check out Resolve Strategies, Inc. Check out some of our resources. Check out all of the 12-step communities that are there to help and assist. Okay, this is important. It's important. You're important. So thank you so much for showing up. I hope this was a good episode. So please like it, review it, and share it often. Thanks. Bye.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.